The following partial recording is from The Spirits Book by Allan Kardec, The Primitive Normal World. The Perry Spirit. Question number 93. Is the spirit per se without a covering, or, as some insist, is it surrounded by some kind of substance?
The spirit is surrounded by a substance that might look vaporous to you, but which is still quite dense to us. Nevertheless, it is sufficiently vaporous to be able to raise itself up into the air and travel to wherever it wants to go.
Author's remarks for question number 93. As a fruit seed is surrounded by the perisperm, the spirit per se is surrounded by an envelope, which, by comparison, may be called the perispirit. Question number 94. Where does the spirit get this semi-material envelope?
From each globe's own universal fluid. That is why the perispirit is not the same on all worlds. In passing from one world to another, spirits change their envelope just as you change your clothes.
Subquestion number 94. Then, when spirits from more highly evolved worlds come to ours, do they take on a denser perispirit?
They must clothe themselves with your matter, as we have already said.
Question number 95. Does the spirit semi-material envelope have a specific form, and can it be seen?
Yes, a form according to the spirit's volition, and that is how it sometimes appears to you in dreams or in the waking state, and how it may take on a visible or even tangible form.
The different orders of spirits. Question number 96. Are all spirits equal, or is there some kind of hierarchy among them?
They are of different orders according to their individual degree of self-purification.
Question number 97. Are there a set number of orders or degrees of purification among spirits?
The number is unlimited because there is no line of demarcation that acts as a barrier between each order. Thus, the divisions may be multiplied or decreased at will. However, if we consider their general characteristics, we may reduce them to three principal orders. In the first order, we may put those who have already reached perfection, the pure spirits. In the second, are those who have reached the middle of the scale. Their main concern is the desire to do good. In the third, are those who are toward the bottom of the scale, the imperfect spirits. These are characterized by ignorance, the desire for evil, and all the passions that delay their advancement.
Author's footnote for evil. Throughout this work, evil must be interpreted relatively. It does not always imply absolute depravity or outright wickedness, as symbolized by Satan, for example. Rather, there are varying degrees. Question number 630 explains it quite simply. Good is everything that is in harmony with God's law, whereas evil is everything that deviates from it. Thus, doing what is good conforms to God's law, while doing evil infringes upon it. Question number 98. Do the spirits of the second order only possess the desire to do good, or do they also have the ability to do it?
Their ability depends on their degree of purification. Some possess scientific knowledge, others wisdom and goodness. All of them, however, have trials that they must yet endure.
Author's footnote to good. The good as a noun, excellence or merit, kindness, to do good, moral righteousness, virtue, to be a power for good. Question number 99. Are all spirits of the third order altogether evil?
No, some do neither good nor evil. Others, however, take pleasure in evil and are pleased when they find an opportunity for it. Still others are frivolous or foolish spirits, more mischievous than wicked. These take more pleasure in spite than evil. And they also take pleasure in amusing themselves by vexing people and causing them petty annoyances.